This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Absolutely heartbroken at the news of Beit Midrash Morasha, and my thoughts and prayers are with the community and especially our Cape Town community. But I'm here at the Kotel for candle lighting, and I think there's no better place to be today than at the Kotel in our eternal city, the capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem, in the presence of Chief Rabbi of the Kotel, in the presence of our Sanhedrin, our paratroopers who keep us safe. And on a day like today, I think it's the perfect place to be.
Incredible. So what are the special candle lightings that are taking place around the country for Hanukkah?
Well, there are quite a few very, very special candle lightings. So one is right here at the Kotel in the presence of the Chief Rabbi of the Kotel and the new mayor of Jerusalem, and of course our special IDF, but also around the country. And it has been a very, very difficult year for some families. One of them is the Fuld family, the family of Ari Fuld, who was cut down and taken from us a couple of months ago. And his family are doing candle lighting at the Mummy Mall, proving that in the darkest times, we will continue to shine a light. Another very special candle lighting is taking place at Barkhane Industries at the start of the Barkhane attack. The families of the two victims have come to the site to wipe away the darkness and the tragedy and bring with them some light. And very, very entertaining and very funny last night was watching our soldiers from the Magav unit at our Machzor, very close to where I am in Modi'in, lighting their Chanukiah. And as we are now familiar with split screen technology, I don't think the newsreader and studio realized and was happily singing along before somebody notified them, "You're on air live with our with our soldiers." So very much the spirit of Chanukah across the country, a difficult time for all of us. But we're making sure that we bring that light.
Incredible. Tell us about some other events that were happening last night. There was this women's march in Tel Aviv, and there were marches across the country last night. How many women participated? Do we know?
Well, last night was quite extraordinary, also in Tel Aviv. About 30,000 women in Tel Aviv alone, that is not counting women across the country, in major cities across the country, including Modi'in, Jerusalem, Ranana, Haifa, all across the country, women coming out in protest against domestic violence, rising domestic violence. Now, we spoke about it yesterday, and I took some criticism on social media from some people saying, you know, they've never hit a woman, and, you know, why is it necessary? It's necessary because, as you and I discussed, there's also a phenomenon that nobody's discussing, and that is domestic violence against men as well. So, In a year where we've seen 24 women be victims of domestic violence, we Israeli women are saying enough is enough. And we're hoping that our global sisters around the world will also use their voice to stand up against rising domestic violence statistics. And we hope that we can get more budget from our government. We're starting to pressurize the government to allocate more funds to the education and the fighting of domestic violence, and we're hoping that our voices, our collective voices, which were joined by many, many, many men as well, will be heard, and something is done to end the scourge for once and for all.
Rolene, just before I let you go, can you just update us on the latest from the Lebanese border with the
so
tunnel operations?
Morning, Israel launched Mitsa Magen Boni, or Operation Northern Shield, to take out Hezbollah tunnels that are tunneling from Lebanon into Israel. Now, the Lebanese government is aware, and today we received the support of Russia. Russia said that they will stand behind Israel in their bid to eradicate these terror tunnels. And what we know is that the plans of Hezbollah were to enter into Israel and take hold of communities in the Galilee and to occupy various communities in the north. Now, as this is in violation of UN Resolution 1701, so we are well within international law, And now we have the backing of the two of the world's biggest superpowers, the US and Russia, and it is predicted that this operation will continue for several more weeks. At the moment, there has been no exchange of fire, and we heard that UNIFIL troops have increased their patrols, and the Lebanese army is on standby, but we are preparing for a longer operation to eradicate these terror tunnels.
Oh, gosh, Raleen, those are the scariest words. And that's where we leave it today. We wish you Chag Chanukah Sameach, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Chag Sameach from the Kotel and hundreds of people to all of you in Johannesburg. Chag Sameach.
Thank you so much. God bless. That's Raleen Marks. She is an Israel activist, and we speak to her here Monday to Thursday with Roro's Rantings.